My name is Victoria Nasser. I was born in 1985 in Redcar, which is just near Middlesbrough. I was brought up in a normal working class background. My mum was a midwife, my dad was a heating engineer, and they weren't particularly religious. Although they brought us up with quite strong morals, you know, to be hardworking, honest, good manners, I suppose just normal things like that. I had, I suppose, a fairly normal childhood. I used to enjoy, I suppose, swimming. I did a bit of horse riding. I really enjoyed dancing. So those were the main things. I also played the piano for quite a while. I'd gone to church, I suppose, regularly from about age 10 to about 15, 16. I would say, I believed in God, I believed in the devil, I believed in heaven, hell. Although none of the Holy Trinity concept made sense, because it was like you have God and you have the Son of God, Jesus. So what was this third thing? Was it the ghost of Jesus after he died and been resurrected? So I remember being confused, who do I pray to? You know, do I pray to Jesus or to God or this spirit? So, you know, it's hard to follow your life with something that didn't completely make sense, and that's when I started to question Christianity and, you know, my religion, I suppose. Before I went to college, I would say I never really knew any Muslim people, and I had some quite ignorant views of what, you know, Islam was. For example, if I saw a woman with a hijab on, I used to feel sorry for her. I used to think, oh, you know, what a poor girl or woman. You know, her family must have made her wear that. Basically, I thought that, you know, they were oppressed. Other than that, I never had really thought much about what Muslim people really believed in. I knew they were associated with terrorism and 9/11 and things like that. But I never really, you know, took much notice. And then when I was in college, sort of 16, 17, I became quite good friends with a girl. She was originally from Sudan, but she was Muslim. And she was just one of the nicest people I'd ever met. She was so open, honest. And then I got another surprise when I went to a house, because I used to stay over there quite a lot, and her mum used to treat me as if I was another daughter, just one of the family. Even her sisters, and I think she had one brother, they were all the same, really warm, welcoming. When I started to learn about Islam, I realised then that everything was for a reason, everything had answers. What we have planned is not necessarily what Allah has planned for us, and it, in fact, you often learn in the future things have worked out for the best. So I think I must have reverted, I think it was about the end of 2004, 2005. I remember I was actually watching a documentary, and it was about an English woman, actually, who had reverted herself. And she talked about how before that her life was, I suppose, like a lot of other English girls. She'd had it, I think, if I remember correctly, she'd had a bit of trouble with like drinking and sort of getting in trouble and hanging about with like groups. And she had actually a Pakistani boyfriend, and she ended up marrying him in the end, and she learnt about Islam. and she just completely transformed her life. And she was saying how how her life is now better, how it's improved. She talked about a lot of things. So I suppose from that, I thought, well, if this woman has become a Muslim, and I suppose what she was describing was kind of similar to me, and her life has become better in that way, I suppose something inside me just thought, I want to be Muslim. I really have to do this. Since I reverted to Islam in about 2005, 2006, I've been married and I've had a son, and this is him, Yusuf. He's 18 months. And my life has definitely changed for the better since becoming a Muslim. I have much more focus in my life, and a lot of that is due to being guided from the Quran. So I do use the Quran, as I say, for my daily life. If I'm having problems in my life, if I want to look for answers, I know that I'll find it in the Quran. Islam to me is, it's like a way of life. I feel like it's something you can't ignore. Once you've learnt about Islam, you can't just go back to the normal way of living, because it just doesn't make sense anymore. So there's so many things that I get from being a Muslim. Just I get like a sense of peace in my life, comfort. Any sort of questions that you have about your life, you can open the Quran and you will find answers. It just takes away all that sort of doubt about why we're here, how we should live our lives. So Islam is really the answer to all the questions that I have in my life.